I have strong feelings concerning the way to live life on Earth in order to maximize the positive potentials of this estate. I will share these, knowing that they are opinion, not expecting any to take my thoughts as dogma, but just as helpful possibilities for consideration. My feeling is that, once we wanderers awaken, we are in a tough situation as long as we try to make the world's way work for us. Once we reorient ourselves to the universe of there, 18, forward, am I a wanderer? Metaphysical world into which we have awakened, where thoughts are things and intentions are much more important than manifestation, we will be able to create some humor, lightness and peace in our personal world. We will find it easier to enjoy this time we have on Earth. And we can far better start to work consciously on what we are here now to do, for we all do, as wanderers, have a task and mission before us. It is snowing as I finish this foreword and prepare to start Chapter 1. The earth sleeps, the plants root down and prepare for spring. The time of flowering is a promise yet to come. The time for our planet to flower also approaches. Metaphysically speaking, we look forward to a harvest of planet Earth and of her peoples. What is our main mission here, as wanderers? We are here to breathe the air, to meet the moment with an open and flowing heart. We are here to allow infinite love to pass through us and out into the Earth planes. If we are meeting this moment with a happy heart, we are already fully doing the main job we came here to do. It sounds simple. It is the hardest thing we will ever try to do, that is, to be our deepest, truest self that does meet this moment with a heart open and loving. Blessings and L. Carl Elizabeth Rook at the Magic Kingdom, Louisville, Kentucky, 19, foreword, am I a wanderer? 1. Elkins, Donald T., with Carlo L. Rook at Secrets of the UFO, Louisville, Key, L. Research, C. 1977. McCarty, Jim and Carlo L. Rook at The Law of One, Book V, The Personal Material, at Cullen, Pa, Schiffer Publications, C. 1998, p. 27. Law of One, Book I, also titled The Ra Material, at Cullen, Pa, Schiffer Publications, C. 1984, p. 127 UO, from an unpublished transcript of an L. Research Meditation dated April 13, 1997, pages 3-4. Idem, transcript dated May 22, 1994, p. 1-2. Idem, transcript dated October 22, 1989, pages 6-7. The Holy Bible, King James Version, Exodus 2:22, 2, 3, 4. 5 6 7 20 Chapter 1, Being a Wanderer, Stories. When people write, telling their stories and asking if they are wanderers, I always reply first with the thought that if they have wandered into realms where this question has relevance for them, then they are definitely wanderers. Depending on what they have to say, many issues may come up, but this question is central for many. Here are two examples. I sometimes wonder if I'm just losing my mind. My world has turned upside down. I no longer care at all about material things. My beliefs about spiritual life, reincarnation, etc., are far from what I used to believe, or not believe. I often do not trust what I read and what I receive when meditating. And I have no idea, really, whether I am a wanderer or not, nor do I know whether it makes any difference. What I do know is that I feel enormous compassion, forgiveness and tolerance, and a sometimes puzzling sense of both sorrow and joy about the world and its inhabitants. 1. I don't seem to be telepathic, never channeled, feel deeply spiritual and love music, nature, animals, feel like I'm from another planet, but have never had that experience, abduction, visitation, etc., that tells me without a doubt, hey, you are a wanderer. Is this the law of confusion again? Am I asleep? Question mark 2. As I said in the foreword, if we feel we may be a wanderer, we are one, at least in the general sense of being the spiritual outsider who finds himself alienated by and isolated in some degree from the surrounding culture because of a mismatch of interests and motivations with that culture. The worldly person is seeking things. The metaphysically biased individual is seeking essence. Here are some examples of wanderers who feel much more certain of their wanderer status. I must tell you that I am very, very certain about being a wanderer or a being from another density. I have felt since I started my mental/spiritual, emotional rebirth that I am a big part in something. I have not yet recognized if I am from another density, but that I am preparing for myself and offering myself as a vehicle for those wishing to elevate. 3:21, Chapter 1, Being a Wanderer. I also wanted to tell you that I reached the point of beginning to realize, to me that's more than just know, that I am a wanderer. Knowing is just in the mind, realizing is in the heart. 4, I am not only discovering that I am not alone, but that I well fit pretty neatly into the wanderer's profile. 5, ah yes, the profile. There are many. They are fun to play with. I have chosen the one created by Scott Mandelka, author of From Elsewhere, Being E.T. in America 6 and the recently released Universal Vision, Soul Evolution and the Cosmic Plan, 7 from which this updated version is taken, the new E.T. US Genere, Your Childhood 1. 2. Did you often think about, daydream, or fantasize about E.T.s, UFOs, and other worlds? Did you feel like ordinary things around you were somehow strange, like the human body, the color of the sky, trees and nature, human architecture, and adults? Did you ever feel as if your parents were not your real parents, that you had a missing brother or sister, or a home someplace far away? Did you have magical dreams of flying, invisible spirit friends, or receiving special guidance and protection? Did you look up at the night sky with longing, and sometimes say, take me home? Why am I here? Or ask, why am I so alone? Your personality 6. 7. 8. 9. Are you kind, gentle, peaceful, and non-aggressive, not just sometimes, but almost always? Are you hurt, saddened, and confused by all the human evil and cruelty in the world? Do you feel that money, possessions, and a successful career are not really that important? Do you sometimes feel more comfortable with plants and animals than with people? 3. 4. 5. 10. Are you generally sensitive, considerate, generous, and concerned about others around you? 22. Chapter 1, Being a Wanderer. Your experience is 11. Have you felt different, out of place, or somewhat alienated from human society all your life? 12. Have you had dreams, visions, or sightings of UFOs that inspired real spiritual growth? 13. Have you had dramatic dreams of earth changes, geological and social upheaval, the end of the world, or future civilization? 14. Are you logical, scientific, non-emotional, and somewhat confused by hot passion and desire? 15. Have you had a clear and uplifting encounter with benevolent, kind, and highly evolved ETs? Your interests 16. Are you interested in science fiction, epic fantasy, angels, high technology, and world prophecy? 17. Are you interested in Atlantis, Lemuria, channeling, pyramids, New Age ideas and UFOs? 18. Are you interested in meditation, alternative healing, or bringing love and light to the world? 19. Do you believe human society is ignorant of the spiritual truths that you know to be true? 20. Do you have a strong sense of purpose and feel that your mission is to help Earth and humanity? Scoring your ET identity for each yes answer, give yourself 5 points and then total your score. For every somewhat answer, give yourself 3 points, 100 to 75 points. In my view, you definitely are an ET soul, but perhaps you are not surprised. 75 to 25 points, you may or may not be a star person, and you need more flying to know for sure. 25 to 00 points, you probably are not an ET soul, But why are you interested in these matters? (8:23) Chapter 1. Being a wanderer, are we wanderers? One young soul answers in the affirmative, wanderer am I. A misfit, perpetual freelancer in someone else's world. They know I am not one of them, though I appear to be, not one among them I am. My brothers know through the eyes of their beliefs they see not me as in a mirror one knows the image is not being. For the image has no beating heart that moves a soul through time, so I am not one of them. The image in the astral mirror of time my brothers search for and believe. So I wander, surprised daily for my persistence to exist here where I wander searching, observing, hopefully becoming that part of me no one knows, including myself. Wandering has its gifts, moments turned to bliss in all too rare clairvoyance. Where are the other parts of me that I am that I may meet in moments of the sweet remembrance embracing celebrations, licking flames of wanderings flickering in this place of motion, the merry-go-round too swift to remember the faces passing in the night of longing. 9. We are wanderers who long for something we cannot find but we sense exists. Whether we style ourselves as ETs or Earth natives, we are those who have awakened spiritually to wander in search of our source and ending. We, 24, Chapter 1, being a wanderer have awakened to the beauty and the high principles of unity, service and love, and we are searching for ways to bring these elements into our everyday life. For us, it is not an idle matter to try and improve the quality of our lives. It is essential. If we tried to follow the ways of the world, we will have a great deal of difficulty having a decent life experience, and sometimes even have trouble surviving. Paranormal experiences. It seems that many wanderers are brought to awakening by paranormal and UFO experiences. Jung felt that UFOs were either images pro-ed forth by our group Archetypical Mind, which theory would harmonize well with the theory of the cluster of events von Ion as awakener and elevator of deeper identity, or that they were pro-ions on to real objects of these archetypes. In the latter case, which I believe as accurate as the first, I do feel that UFOs are in some cases real, physical objects. However, the majority of UFO experiences, and the totality of dream or paranormal UFO experiences, are those in which the ETs involved are positively polarized, and have the intention of helping the Earth metaphysically at this time. Many wanderers, for whatever reason, do have experiences during their awakening process. Those of Latwii, the Fifth Density Confederation source and speaker of the principle of UO, talk about why so many wanderers have these experiences. It is our perception that the vibration of change of the atomic structure of your illusion has indeed made the transition to what is called variously the New Age, the Age of Aquarius, or the Density of Love. Due to this transfiguration of the nature of your illusion, the what are normally called paranormal experiences are much more common upon your planet at this time, for it is the density of love and understanding in which you now reside, and it is the nature of this density to express itself through entities such as those upon your planet in a manner which utilizes the power of the mind to create, to communicate and to become one with its environment. 10 Confederation sources frequently have said that we are already enjoying the first lights of fourth density. This and many other communications of the same tenor lead me to feel that this shift into fourth density is not to take the form of a rapture, ascension or some apocryphal catastrophe, but is rather a process that has already begun and will continue for many years and even centuries to come. It is my personal opinion that paranormal and, 25, Chapter 1, being a wanderer or UFO events do sometimes have the intended function of awakening wanderers and evarting Earth souls, and later in this chapter we'll look more at that asp. But first, I would like to share some of the stories people have shared with me about the paranormal in general. I had full awareness and I was still me, still unique in some way. But I was without body or form and I could see in all directions at the same time. I was a part of everything and everything was a part of me. When I remember looking into the vastness of space, it was as if I was looking at everything and nothing, all at the same time. Although I was left to myself to contemplate my new life, dilemma, it felt more like, I was very much aware of the power, unity and knowledge that I was a part of. That everything that had life or energy was all part of the One. That although I didn't know everything, all I had to do was to form the question and the knowledge that had been learned or experienced would be shared with me. But first I had to evolve enough to ask the right questions. 11 over 4 years ago, in September of 1995, a voice began to emerge from me when I was painting in my studio. A week or so later it started coming out during meditation also. This voice is not in English, and I thought it sounded Asian. A couple months later I decided to record it, and I took the recording to the university to see if anyone could tell me what the language was. I talked to a professor of Chinese and also one of Japanese. Neither could identify it as their language and had no idea what it was. This voice continued coming through and still does, always during meditation and while I paint. 12 My story begins in the late 1960s. I used to lecture about the New Age teachings, and some deeper things that were either taught me or came to me. This round light about 4 to 5 inches, in diameter, was playing around the room and it went from the floor to the ceiling and all four walls. I thought it was someone with a flashlight outside and went to look. No one was anywhere around and no light source was found, so I went back inside and sat back down. I watched the light go around the room and under a chair, behind Pyures and behind my chair. I thought, that's strange. I never saw a light do that before. Then it sat on my shoulder and in an instant it was inside me and I saw a creature that looks close to those in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, 13, 26, Chapter 1, Being a Wonder of the Little Ones. What happened next is a strange and mind-stretching event. I was taken to a place in space and was in the center of a transparent bubble, and could see in every direction at one time. I saw solar systems born and life begin and the whole process of a solar creation. I saw the life force and it saw me and smiled. 14 To finish this, say I am, here are two stories of paranormal oddities having to do with the physical body. You asked regarding the soap opera about the triangular cuts on my hands and the ball beneath my skin. I was referring to August 22, 1986. When I awoke to find these signs of surgery on my hands, and a small, hard ball beneath the top skin on my left hand. I could make the ball move around by flexing my fingers. It disappeared, into my system, I guess in a few days, and the cuts, scrapes, in the same place on both hands, near thumbs, healed quickly. 15 At the age of 25 I discovered a small bump on the bridge of my nose almost between my eyes that was painful. Thinking it was a large pimple I went to have a look in the mirror and was shocked at its shape. It was a sort of crescent shape and wasn't a pimple at all. It seemed to be something stuck under my skin, so I reached up to feel it and just before I touched it, it shot like a flash up and into my head. It felt very strange and it moved as if it were alive. 16 A wonderful soul who manifests as an elderly, energetic woman sent me this quotation from George Hunt Williamson's Road in the Sky, as she felt it had relevance to her markings. How can we identify or recognize a wanderer? It is not easily done. However, these space friends, who live and work with us daily, are identified by their brothers in the sky by certain body markings. These marks may take the form of scar tissue that has been present on the body from birth and thereby not acquired by any natural means, and they may take the form of unusual types of stigmata, not the religious type. The marks serve as a key of remembrance to the individuals they are located on. By thinking of these strange scars, the apple is immediately put into the right frame of mind and vibrations for lifting a memory veil. 17. 27, Chapter 1, Being a Wanderer, Experiencing UFOs in Waking and Dream States. By now, hopefully, we may begin to feel that our own experiences are not so unusual. It is logical to assume that wanderers will have and will report UFO experiences. Certainly there are many wanderers whose experiences do not include visitations from UFOs, but both physical and metaphysical or dream UFOs are reported to me often. The following are representative of UFO dreams and visions, contours I would call metaphysical, Since there is no physical UFO seen in the conscious state, I am 23 and a music student. I saw dreams in my childhood about spaceships landing on Earth or just hanging on the sky. I was talking to them. 18 I was in a light to medium trance state, and I found myself watching an enormous cloud formation billowing up. It was massive and quite impressive. As I watched, two identical pyramid shapes emerged from the cloud bank, and hovered side by side above me. They were angled slightly, so I could see the bottom, as well as the sides of the Struzor ships. I felt a rise in energy, and the pyramids began to glow with a brilliant light. The main source of the light seemed to come from the underside of each, although within minutes it appeared that the light was expanding outward from all angles. Prior to this event, I had been experiencing depression that I couldn't account for, or understand. Immediately afterwards, the feelings of depression and semi-anxiety were gone, and have not returned. Also after the event, I received the impression that I had been initiated, and something had been passed on, or down, to me, that would be imparted to others at a later date. 19 I was in my early 30s when I awoke quite suddenly and dramatically. I had been practicing transcendental meditation when I saw a spinning object. I didn't understand what it was at first, but when I came out of the meditation I realized that it was some sort of UFO. This confounded me, as UFOs were not a part of my consciousness at that time. Then a profound knowing overcame me and I thought, oh my God, this is not my home. I could see a place, warm and dry, and very sandy, in my mind's eye. I think there were two suns in the sky. It felt so peaceful and comfortable to me. 20-28 Chapter 1. Being a wanderer, a large percentage of the UFO events told to me are metaphysical. It would seem that the positively oriented or service to others UFO entities, such as the Confederation, have come to prefer the metaphysical or thought form appearances over the physical ones, because of free will issues. In my opinion, the majority, though perhaps not all, of the physical sightings at close range are either of confused and mixed vibration kanta, or are negative kanta's, that is, kanta by service to self species such as the much written about greys. Here are some positive UFO tales. When I was 12 years old I prayed to see some flying saucers and a few weeks later while I was waiting against a pole on the school grounds during recess I looked over my shoulder and saw 20 metallic, concave on the bottom, dark spot in the center, spacecraft flying by me in military review formation. 21 As a young teen I began to see people walking through my bedroom walls, and when I told my folks about it, they had me put into Norton's hospital for a full year. It was there that I saw a ship that hovered at the top floor and seemed to cover a full city block. I could see the people inside of it looking straight at us. We were all rushed into our rooms and locked down, and Duors came to speak to all of us to see what had happened. No one seemed to remember exactly what happened except me, but even I forgot this until about a year or so ago. Then while watching a program on UFOs, I remembered it in great detail. 22 Before the close encounter experience described herein, I had had two previous UFO sightings at a distance, which have fed me very deeply. These two experiences became a catalyst for me to study whatever material I could get my hands on regarding the sub of UFOs and related paranormal phenomena. I have studied the UFO phenomena for about 30 years. Before having the aforementioned experience in 1975, I do not recall reading anything in particular about luminous red orbs. If I were to have developed some deep desire to see a UFO, I would have had the image in my mind of the classic disc-shaped dull metallic variety of UFO, not a globe-shaped craft. The lenticular type of craft is what has always fascinated me. I believe there is some sort of mental coercion associated with these phenomena. 23 Ask around nowadays about aliens and we will find a culturally settled feeling that they are real, and they are here. Naturally, the story is confused. 29. Chapter 1. Being a wanderer, there is no common experience of aliens walking among us. They don't board the bus and tip their hats to us. but television and movie scripts assume some version of alien presence to be true, and little green advertising toons flog beer in commercials. So the culture has a rather deep acceptance for or about ETs, while maintaining a joking and rather derisive attitude to people who have experienced or maintain the truth of a real and happening UFO and ET presence, in real time, right now. IXP, this will always be the case. The positively oriented Confederation entities state that they are not able to land among us without infringing upon our free will, which they carefully avoid doing, in true Star Trek style. Negatively oriented UFO entities are not nearly so trammeled by ethical considerations, and do abridge the free will of UFO experiencers all the time. But still, they can only be as present as they're calling by negatively oriented Earth humans, just as positively oriented outer presences are limited in their presence in the Earth's inner planes by their calling by positively polarized Earth seekers. They cannot just land en masse. Further, when new evidence is tortured into the light, it generally suggests continuing collusion between existing Earth power strukturers and alien races involving schemes they very much do not want made public and incredibly dramatic apocalypses of nature and man to boot. The theories vary. My favorite is one sometimes called the Emerald Tablets. It ranks tops for elegance and style, however, conspiracies in common demand secrecy, by their nature. This or also would drastically reduce the acceptability of UFO presence and ETs among us being acknowledged. What decent conspiracy could thrive, or illicit trade of whatever kind prosper, in an atmosphere of total knowledge? Without wanting, at this point in my life, to know which version of the myriad subspecies of conspiracy theories is the most accurate, I feel that some version of them may well be true. Have there not been forces always tying to control money and power in society? Do not such forces, once successful, start cashing money and information? Would not the more successful tend to endure? And in times perceived as apocalyptic, would not such forces risk much to defend private or perceived charitable or public interests, for their or our own good? Further, without attempting to prove which races are here for what agendas, I acknowledge that there are alien presences here. I specify only that I feel that these forces, whatever their agreements with our Earth, are negatively polarized, and that they come from planets whose path of seeking is negatively polarized. I do not pursue this area of physical cases with my former assiduity because I have found no personal metaphysical interest in anything those ETs are reported to have said. The physical UFOs that leave dents in the ground when they land are usually not positively. 30. Chapter 1, being a wanderer polarized in terms of the orientation of the ETs aboard. However, most of the public awareness of these ETs is of those whom the Confederation sources have called Orion, or the Orion Empire. Now, what is that, and how does it differ from the Love and Light Confederation? Don Elkins asks about positive UFO contours here. Questioner, can you tell me of the various techniques used by the service to others positively oriented Confederation contours with the people of this planet, the various forms and techniques of making contour? 24. Those of Ra reply, Ra, I am Ra. The most efficient mode of contour is that which you experience at this space, time. The infringement upon free will is greatly undesired. Therefore, those entities which are wanderers upon your plane of illusion will be the only subspecies for the thought proions which make up the so-called close encounters and meetings between positively oriented social memory complexes and wanderers. 25. The mode which we were experiencing was channeled telepathic contour through a human instrument, in this case, myself. This method of contour does not infringe upon free will at all, there being no hope of proof of such a contour. However, channeled contour is not the only positive UFO contour possibility. The Ra group also explained that sometimes, a seemingly physical UFO experience involves someone who has the expiation of being taken on board and examined. Questioner, I have become aware of a very large variation in the contour with individuals. Could you give me general examples of the methods used by the Confederation to awaken or partially awaken the wanderers they contour? Ra, I am Ra. The methods used to awaken wanderers are varied. The center of each approaches the entrance into the conscious and subconscious in such a way as to avoid causing fear and to maximize the potential for an understandable, sublime experience which has meaning for the entity. Many such occur in sleep, others in the midst of many levites during the waking hours.